Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another riveting episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by Modern Campground. Every episode, we take you on a journey, diving deeply into fascinating stories from campgrounds all across the continental United States. Today, we venture into the heartland of Nebraska, a state known for its expansive prairies, clear, starlit skies, and the mighty Platte River that weaves seamlessly through its landscape. Our particular focus is the unique and enchantingly rustic Pheasant Hollow Campground, a hidden gem nestled where rolling hills meet the whispering woods. Meet Rutherford Baxter, the proud owner and caretaker of Pheasant Hollow. Rutherford, or Ruddy, as he is affectionately known, is a man built from the same rugged and resilient clay as the Nebraska landscape that he hails from. A tall man with a mane of silver hair, Rutherford's eyes sparkle with the same adventurous spirit that brought pioneers to Nebraska centuries ago. His laugh, loud and infectious, echoes through the valleys, making him an unmistakable presence in this serene corner of the world. Rutherford doesn't just operate the Pheasant Hollow Campground. He is its heart and soul, carrying forth the legacy embedded in its very soil, while steering it into the future with innovative visions. Our story today revolves around a unique experiment, one that combines Rutherford's love for his land and the bounty it provides, with his passion for offering an unparalleled camping experience. It's a tale of home, heart, and hearty meals, a story that's sure to stir your imagination and perhaps even your appetite. So gear up for the Campground Homegrown Dinner, serving meals made with locally sourced ingredients. And remember, this is not just about great food. It's about a novel approach to camping, about a man's unwavering commitment to sustainability, and an unforgettable experience that brings people closer to the land that cradles them. Get ready for a flavor-filled journey through the Pheasant Hollow Campground. This, dear listeners, is Rutherford Baxter's tale.
I remember the day it all started. It was a typical Nebraska dawn, the sun painting hues of rose gold across the vast skies. I was walking around my beloved Pheasant Hollow Campground, a cup of hand-ground coffee in hand, when the thought struck me. Our campers loved the outdoor experience we provided. But there was something missing. They were disconnected from the land that held them, insulated by their store-bought foods and pre-packaged meals. That's when an idea began simmering in my mind. What if we could bring them closer to the heart of Nebraska, to its fertile soils and farm-fresh produce? And thus, the challenge presented itself. To serve meals made entirely from locally sourced ingredients. I started by surveying my campers, asking them what they thought about the idea. The overwhelming majority were excited, but a few were apprehensive. They worried about dietary restrictions, food quality, and the cost. I realized then that this wasn't going to be about just cooking up some meals. It was about redefining the campground experience while addressing the concerns of my cherished guests. When I began considering options to meet this challenge, the first step was to identify local farmers and growers who could supply fresh, organic produce. I had the choice to partner with larger farms from out of town, but that would defy the grassroots approach I was aiming for. I decided to collaborate with smaller local farmers who shared my vision. This way, Pheasant Hollow could support the local economy, and our campers could enjoy the freshest produce, straight from Nebraska's soil to their plates. Implementing this solution required careful planning. I began by meeting farmers, understanding their produce, and aligning their supply cycles with our needs. The initial roadblock was synchronizing the availability of certain ingredients with our menu plans. Some crops were seasonal, while our campground was operational year-round. But every problem has a solution, and ours came in the form of innovative meal planning. We decided to rotate our menu based on the season's harvest, offering a truly farm-to-table experience. The road to serving homegrown dinners was not without its detours. The unexpected happened when our primary meat supplier backed out at the last minute. I was thrown into a frenzy, with the launch night just a week away. But Nebraska is known for its community spirit, and it didn't let me down. A neighboring rancher stepped in, offering not just to supply, but to smoke and grill the meats right at our campground, adding that extra sizzle to our story. The implementation of this homegrown dinner idea transformed Pheasant Hollow. Our campers loved the fresh, healthy meals and the unique dining experience. They enjoyed learning about the local produce, where it came from, and how it was grown. Parents were thrilled to see their children relishing vegetables straight from the farm, and everyone loved the concept of meals that changed with the season. The camaraderie around the shared meals fostered a sense of community that was stronger than ever before. The experience taught me a great deal. I learned that when you align your services closely with the environment, everyone benefits: the local economy, the customers, and the business. I also learned the importance of engaging customers in the process. Their feedback and support were instrumental in shaping our homegrown dinner experience. Implementing the locally sourced meals not only added another delightful aspect to our campers' stay, but also instilled a deeper appreciation for the locale, the produce, and the farmers who work relentlessly to sustain us. It was a profound reminder of the intimate relationship humans share with nature. The dining table became a place of stories, of the food, the land, and the people who nurtured them both. The flavors of Nebraska in every homegrown dinner became a cherished memory for our campers, a reason to return and an experience to recommend. And in the end, isn't that what camping is all about? Creating memories, fostering connections, and leaving with a deeper appreciation for the natural world around us.
As we stroll out of the rustic dining hall of Pheasant Hollow, the tables laden with the bounties of Nebraska, we carry with us not just the tantalizing taste of the homegrown dinner, but also the essence of Rutherford Baxter's incredible journey. A journey that started with a simple idea: to bring his campers closer to the land that cradled them, and ended up transforming the entire camping experience at Pheasant Hollow. What Rutherford achieved was more than just a shift in the menu. He managed to create an environment that transcended the conventional idea of camping. He connected his guests to the land, to the farmers, and to the community. He brought forth the flavors of Nebraska, not just on a plate, but in the hearts of his campers. And in doing so, he reinforced the values that lie at the core of every camping experience: a sense of wonder, a love for nature, and a connection to the world around us. For all our listeners who own or operate campgrounds, Rutherford's story serves as an inspiration and a learning experience. It's not just about changing what's on the dining table, but about how such changes can rejuvenate the entire camping experience, make it more personal, more engaging, and etch it deeply in the memories of your campers. It's about the power of local resources, about community engagement, and about the magic that unfolds when we allow our guests to truly savor the land they set their tents upon. So as you tread your unique paths, remember Rutherford's story and consider what flavors of your locale you can serve to your own campers. And as the sun dips behind the gentle hills of Nebraska, casting long shadows upon Pheasant Hollow, we bring this episode of MC Campground Chronicles to a close. Thank you all for joining us today on this fascinating journey with Rutherford Baxter and his homegrown dinners. We hope it sparked ideas, stirred your imagination, and left you with flavors to ponder upon. Remember to subscribe to our podcast for more captivating stories from the heart of America's campgrounds. Until the next episode, keep the campfires burning and the stories flowing. On MC Campground Chronicles, the adventure never ends.